Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just a man, baby. Casanova. I can't do it.
today, the story we've been waiting for, the story of the record company that has put Detroit on the map all over the world.
Are you hanging out with us? Are you having a good time with us here on Solar Records Radio? Now, I don't know what happened. I think something was going on with the mic. I don't know if you heard me or not, but I am here. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. It is Throwback Thursday, and I am here, and I'm just going to take you back. We're going to go down memory lane, but please post your pictures. Come on, guys. I love it. I love the company. I love when people are hanging out with us. And so it's Throwback Thursday. We're going to have a good time together here on Solar Records Radio. We got my boy Don Fleming in the house. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
How you doing, my man?
Man, it's just another day, you know, but I am enjoying the sun, trying to get some work done, but I'm hanging out with you right now. So, hey, I want to kind of take a break from all the monotony.
Amen. Well, you guys, you know, it's Throwback Thursday, and we're going down memory lane. We're going to have a good time. I remember things were so much easier for me in terms of all, you know, like when the older you get, the more information is going in, right? And it's like, wow, and, you know, you got more issues and more things that happen in your life, more drama, and then more blessings as well. And so it's just a whole lot of things that's going on, and we absorb these things like sponges, and it's not about the absorbing it, but it's about how we handle it when it comes in. Like, how do we handle it? And the best way for me is to just, I love new music. It's a wonderful release for me, and it blesses my soul. I get to, like, just kick back and relax and think about those wonderful times when I was younger and how we used to play. My mom and her sisters would get together, and they played cards, and it was nothing but love and just good times, you know, as a young man watching that. And I really enjoy I enjoy that memory of watching my mom and her sisters and my cousins. We would all play together out in the street and just do all kind of, you know, little street, not big street, little street, and play. You know, the girls would play hopscotch, and, you know, we would draw these things in the street and play games and do handstands. And it was just a wonderful life, and God was good, and we were really being blessed. So what I'm saying to you guys is that doing Throwback Thursday for me, it's a wonderful time, and I love it. I like the older stuff. Don, what about you? What about you, Don?
I mean, I share the same sentiments. I think when you talk about a certain feeling you have when you listen to the music, man, it to me, it takes you to a place, man, to serenity. I don't have to get too melodramatic about it, but I love the fact that when you're having a bad day or if you're feeling some type of way, you listen to it and it just takes you to a place to where you can just be like, okay, you know what, all that other stuff is kind of BS, you know. So let's just, you know, so
let's just chill out and have a good time.
There you
know,
go.
Sometimes we need a vacation from ourselves, right? From our mental state, you know. And really, a lot of times when we are going through a lot, sometimes we need to make sure that we pay attention to our mindset, because our mindset will dictate our physical appearance, you know. And people say, "What's wrong with you?" No, why do you say that? Oh no, you look like you're ready to tear the house down or something. No, I'm cool. See, because your physical appearance is a reflection as to what's happening on the inside. So that's why that's why they call it soul music, because it goes in and it pleases you on the inside. It makes you, yes, pleasing your soul, and it makes you feel good. And when you feel good, you tend to look good, you know. And so that's why this Throwback Thursdays for me are just wonderful, because it does that for me. So I hope that I look okay. I hope that I'm feeling good. And, you know, I have a friend, right? And so he really is a very loving, beautiful, tender man. Unfortunately, he's not here with us anymore. And Don knows what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Richard Randolph. Richard Randolph was the most, he had such a gentle heart. But you would never know that if you didn't know Richard, like, had an intimate relationship with him, you know, like we did. You know, hey, Richard, what's happening? How you doing, man? Everything
right.
Good? If you didn't know him like that, you would think, you know, he had an attitude problem. Because, see, he would build up this wall of protection, because he was so sensitive, because he was that, and he couldn't handle being hurt. So he built up this wall on the outside just to say, I'm not going to allow you to, you know, to get to me. And so, you know, that right there, I forgot what my point was. But all I know is that, you know, sometimes people can come off one way, but they're really another way, you know. And so, you know, like he came off that way, hard, but he was really a whole nother way. And but if you didn't know him, you would never know that side of him. And so, but, you know, like we have our mates, right? And so our mate could look at us. They know us, and they could see, like, something's wrong. Are you okay? Because they know us. Right, they know us, and they know something is off a little bit, and we no, I'm cool, but we really not. What happens is that sometimes we're thinking so hard about all the things in life, that's like the pressures of paying these bills and how am I going to get this new car? I broke Don and I are trying to get new cars. We both are getting new cars, right? And we're thinking about this. Okay, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to move this here. All these chess pieces, I got to move around. Oh, can I say something special about chess?
What?
Yeah. Okay, great. So let me just tell you about chess. Chess is an amazing game because, look, all of the guys on the back rows, you got the king, right? And then you have the queen, and then you have the rooks, and you have
rook,
the knight.
And the pawn.
And then you have the bishops. right? And then, but all, and then in the front row, you have pawns, right? Now, now, for lack of a better word, the pawns are like people, you, they don't care about them. They're almost like slaves, like,
expendable.
You know, they just, yeah, expendable, you know, go, yeah, because sometimes you give them up just to get something else, right? But the other people on that team, on that back row, they are important to you. So if you lose one of them, it costs you. It costs you. But I have to say this to all the ladies in the house. Even though all the ladies in the house, even though the king is the king, the queen is the most powerful. She is the most powerful one on the whole board. Everybody's trying to protect the king, but the queen is the most powerful on the whole board. She can do everything. She can do everything all the other ones can do and more. And so I'm just, that's for the ladies, you know, because a lot of times in our relationships, you know, that, yeah, the man is the king in the house, right? But the woman is, she's so powerful. She can sit back there and dictate information to the king, and the king's like, okay. All right, that's what I'm going to do. And so it's important. I want, you know, that, like, some of the women feel, you know, like, you know, they have to give up their, you know, their power because the man always thinks he's the boss. But we really know at the end of the day who the real boss is. At least I know. My wife runs the show. And I try to tell my daughters that, too. Don't let no man run you down. Yeah, I mean, you know, they can't do nothing you don't let them do. You know, you in charge of your body. You in charge of yourself. Don't let them take advantage of you and tell you this is what you have to do. If you want this, say, I don't want that. Then if I have to do something I don't want to do. So anyway, women are powerful, and you need to know that and remember that, period. So anyway, yeah. So, all right, I guess we can get to the music. I'm just saying, man. Oh, man, God is so good. And I'm just excited. And so I want to get to the music. Don, any thoughts on your heart that you may want to share?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm just looking forward to tonight and hanging out with you right now.
All right. Well, let's all get on this love train right here on Solar Records Radio. We're going to go. We'll be back.
Waiting
Dance Radio. We're just trying to keep it smooth and right for you.
Make you laugh.
I love that music. The Isley Brothers here on Soul Art Records Radio. And, man, oh, man, Don, who you got coming on with you tonight, my brother?
Man, I got the legendary Rocky Robbins is going to hang out with me tonight, man. So I am so excited. I'm going to be fan mode all that time.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's so nice, man. Rocky, you know, he's excited as well. And so I just tried to text you his number, but I text you a YouTube link by accident. I don't know how that happened. But I have been texting him in regards to, you know, what's happening and stuff. And so we are moving forward here. I want to know, is there any music that you want to play? Because, you know, if you could give us just an idea of what you're going to do tonight, you know, that would be really cool.
Sure. You want something up-tempo? Because, you see, you like to get in, every now and then you like to mess around in my 90s stash, you know, because I can tell because my volume levels all down and
over
stuff. So, but no, yeah. You want something up tempo? I got you, man. I got you.
No. I mean, I want you to just do Don Fleming. Not me. Just do you. As a matter of fact, I just finished, you know, doing a semi love zone type thing. Three ballads. Two ballads in the mid tempo. So it's up to you. If you're ready, I guess your spirit tells you you need to take it up. So do your thing.
Well, you know what, man? It's all good because we got about, what, an hour and 21 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. I'm going to go ahead and do this block. You know, I'm going to do the block.
He's going to do the block.
You know, go ahead and do the block. Let's up tempo it. Let's take it back.
Sounds like a block party to me.
Give you a classic from the lovely Miss Shante Savage. The name of the song is called Bet You Never Find. You guys keep it locked right here. It's Throwback Thursday. Solar Records Radio.
Bet. dark and lonely, no one above it. Ooh, girl, you really got it going on. I wanna thank you, I wanna thank you. You're the reason why I sang this song. A rose is red, a violet's blue. Who cares as long as I'm with you? So God, let's just run away. Oh, we're only the two of us can play, girl. Let's run away.
You're sweet as honey, and just as sunny as the night and warm afternoon. Oh, your smiling face, your loving grace could light up any room. Now I won't think, but I need a pen to make sure I'm not dreaming. Cause loving like this doesn't come every day.
That one, Wardell, man, I had to hook that up. That was a 90s block. That was, you know, usually something I would play on mine, you know, but I had to hook you up, man. That's from 1992. That was, you know, that, as a matter of fact, we talked to Jelly Bean Johnson last week. This is part of that whole Minneapolis, especially from the early 90s. That was from 1992 from the group Low Key. They were out of Kansas City, went up to Minneapolis. I think Jelly Bean did a couple of projects with them also. That's I Got a Thing for You. And, of course, before that, I had to hook up the Good Girls from that same year, 1992. It Must Be Love. Love them. That's one of my favorites from them. Of course, Your Sweetness is top tier for me. And, of course, Started Off the Block, yes, from 1993. Give you a little Shantae Savage, That You'll Never Find. Of course, that was my gift to you on this block, bro.
Oh, man, we you know, we appreciate that, man, a lot here at Solar Records Radio. And, guys, it is we are almost done with the first hour of the show. Time flies when you're having a good time. And I really have a good time listening to Don's music. So that's kind of. Don, I want you to take us to something. And I'm not trying to keep you, but I just would like for you to start this block off with Rocky Robbins, something you're going to be sharing with the listeners tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, if you're in Cali, it is 5 p.m. Eastern. You got to check out Rocky Robbins. I was just on the phone with him right now. And so I did a little dyslexia thing on him. I kind of told him my time instead of your time, Don. my show, it says, yeah, and then I was like, he says, oh, I'm confused. You gave me a different time. And so I said, oh, I am so sorry, man. I flipped the numbers there. So, yeah, Don's show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. So he will be there. He's excited to be there. And so you guys need to come and check Don Fleming as he interviews Rocky Robbins. And Don, you really like Rocky, man. You sincerely
man, I was
really
a
like
big
him.
Fan. And I was a big fan of his signature song that I love. Matter of fact, when we talked to him on your show about a year back, that song was featured on The Shot on Showtime. And I wanted to just talk to him about that too, but I wanted to go ahead and also the songs that you worked with him with, you and Ricky and whatnot. So, and hopefully we'll get you to come in and kind of incorporate and bail me out on a couple of things since you've been in there, you've worked with him, but it's all good, man. I appreciate you, giving me the opportunity to, get, pole position on that. So, but I still need my partner with me because like I said, you guys experience at the same time and being able to, just kind of spark that interest as far as working with him, working with the music, of course, talking about his upbringing and things like that. I think those are the things that really, those virtues come out, when it comes to, talking to these artists, especially when I get in fan mode, then you'll definitely have to bail me out. So, yeah.
All right.
But again, we got about an hour and 2 minutes left. Of course, I wanted to go ahead and play one of my favorites, the song that was featured on the show, The Shy on Showtime. Of course, I want to take you guys back to 1980. What a beautiful song, man. This is from Mr. Rocky Robbins. Of course, we're going to have him on the show tonight. It's called You and Me. You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday on Showtime.
Baby, Don't you
Go back and grab any of his stuff. It's just so good. He was so good. As a matter of fact, when you're playing Michael, you can't help but think of who? Janet. So cool.
watching in the night. All alone with me, I were waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah, oh, won't you smile and laugh for me, Sarah? If you feel like leaving, no, you can go, but why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I warm you. And when you feel you can't, I want to smile and laugh for me, Sarah. Sarah, smile. I want to smile and laugh,
yes, that was me, guys. I got to sing that song in a band. They let me sing. Finally, somebody did the right thing, right? This is sad music in the background. He's my brother. Anyway, this is Wardell Pazgian. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in today. And we have just had a blast, and we appreciate you. And but Sarah Smile, that's the only song that I got to sing in a band. Man, I'm telling you, these band people is just crazy. They don't know what they're missing out on, right? Let a brother sing, man. It's not what it sounds like. It's coming from my heart. Oh, I'm so silly. But anyway, it's all good. I pray that God has blessed you and kept you, and you are safe and you are feeling good. We want to make sure we continue to pray for our brothers and sisters who are hurting around the world. Just, you know, guys, we don't know your situation, and it's really not our business, but it is God's business, because you are his and he loves you. And so we just ask our Heavenly Father to bless you right where you are, and to keep you safe, and to help you to give you the strength that you need to proceed, to do the things that will be a blessing to you and others around you. So we thank God right now in advance for his gift to you, and thank you, God, for giving them to us, because they are a gift to us. So God, we love you. We love you very, very much. Amen. Amen. All right, guys. So anyway, thank you for tuning in today to Throwback Thursday. It's Soul Eye Records Radio. My wife walked in the studio. She's probably going, he's praying and playing dance music. What's going on? It sounds confusing. But you know what? God's in everything. We love God. He's in everything. There would be no music if it wasn't for God. So get over it, guys. Get over it. Anyway, much love. Let's keep it going here on Soul Eye Records Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. And let's see what Earth, Wind & Fire is talking about here
make them come out to us. And did you know I knew you thought you're not your goal? What makes you wanna mess with my life? I think I'll buy a gun, go out and have some fun, maybe even come and take your wife. Somebody tell them.
heat is on. It's getting funky and heavy. Oh, man, I'm just loving it. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. We got about another 24 minutes. Oh, Jesse Johnson, it's a free world, and it's truly mine. Man, oh, man. What do you think about that, Mr. Fleming?
Man, that's dope. That's dope. Man. I love that chant. I love that chant vibe, you know. It's kind of like one of those things where you're at the concert and you're getting that feedback from the audience, and the audience is giving it back to you. I love that vibe of that song, man.
Yes. That's a great, you know, and Jesse Johnson, he really needs to come back and do his thing. He just missed it in action. And so I just hope that he can get back and do his thing, because he has some good stuff going on there. So whatever you're doing, man, you know, I pray you're okay and that you can come back and do your thing. We love your music, man. Come on. Let's get to it. I'm going to see if I can find him. I'm going to find that brother. I'm not going to see. I am going to find him and find out what's going on with him. Because I know some people.
Hey,
know
name him. It, claim it.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, guys, we're just having a good time here. Don, anything else before? Because we're running out of time. I want to play some more music, and the music is just making me feel good. So anything on your heart you want to share before we? I'm excited about your show tonight. Jeez, but go ahead.
Well, I wanted to play something. Well, I know this is your thing, but I wanted to play something because I, of course, I'm a fan of Howard Hewitt. And as a matter of fact, I'm going into your stash right now.
Oh,
because,
Lord.
Yeah, you know, I got to go in your stash because this is one of my favorite songs. This is one of my favorite songs. And you never, because it's not fair, because I feel like I'm beating myself up because this is Solar Records Radio. And I haven't really just highlighted a lot of Solar music like I feel like I should have. You know, so and that's my fault. I feel like a dummy when I do that. You know, every now and then I do some songs, whatever. But I know you're in the trenches, and I can't really compare myself to you. But I always feel like I do. And you know,
the whole reason why we wanted you here is because we want Don Fleming. We don't want you to feel like, you know, you need to do something else. We love what you did already, and you already played our stuff. As a matter of fact, that's how I met you, because you were playing our stuff and you wanted to interview us on your station. So, no, I love what you do, and don't feel bad. Enjoy. You know, when it's natural, when you feel, hey, I need a Solar song, play a Solar song. Because I don't play a whole bunch of Solar stuff, especially on Thursday, Throwback Thursday, because tomorrow that's all it's going to be, right?
You got a point there, right? Yeah. But I always feel like I'm competing with you. But I know we have these friendly. I know. It's a friendly competition.
Friendly competition.
There you go.
Like the love zone.
There you go.
Oh boy, my love zone kicks his love zone butt.
At least in my mind.
And Greg said he would love to hear us do a duet, Don.
Oh, Lord. I'm not even going to go there. But guys, let's go ahead. We got about 20 minutes left of the show. I want to go to one of my favorite albums, of course, The Look from Shalamar. And, of course, one of my favorite Shalamar songs. This is called Over and Over. I love that. The man who played drums. This is my partner. Would you guys keep it locked right here? We're listening. It's Throwback Thursday. Solar Records Radio.
I thank Don Fleming for playing that Shalimar song. Thank you, Don. But you know, it's so hot here in Texas. I mean, it's hot. And we're in a drought. So the best thing that can happen for us right now outside of rain is a beautiful, beautiful summer breeze.
Oh,
solos I ever heard in my life. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. We really appreciate you and had such a great time. And, it's always fun being here with you guys. As long as technology allows us to do our job, we will be here to do it. So you guys all be blessed. And thanks again. Don't forget to tune in to Don's show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as he will have a special guest on Rocky Robbins. And so that's going to be fun. And so that's about
can't
it
wait.
For us. Yep, can't wait. And so I want to say one last thing here. Okay, so tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. So I'm going to leave you with a sample of what we will be playing for you tomorrow. Anything on your agenda? Anything else you want to say, Don?
And Broken Record, though. Tune in tonight. Hang out with me. 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 5 o'clock on the West Coast. If you're on the West Coast, 5 o'clock, 5 to 7.
5 o'clock on the East Coast. All right, guys. God bless y'all all. Take care. See you later, Don. Have a blessed one. I got a flyer for you coming to you. Greg's got a flyer for you. All right. See you guys.
All right.
Later. Thanks, Greg. Good night, Greg. God bless you.